It is a moment filled with anticipation and dread. The series finale of Game of Thrones airs Sunday night on HBO. And no, we have no idea who will live and who will die, but we do know the show averages more than 40 million viewers per episode. That's a lot of fans.
Well, joining us live with a preview of the finale on Skype, WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley. Okay, Jason, where will this finale rank in the annals of TV history?
Well, last week's episode was a record for HBO, at least, in terms of the most watched episode of not only Game of Thrones, but in HBO. So that counts, you know, The Sopranos, The Wire, you name it. Now, of course, if you're talking TV history, nothing will ever top MASH. That was 105.9 million. You know, they say that, you know, it was like a ghost town in the streets the night that the MASH finale aired. We're never going to see those numbers again. I think MASH is number one. Cheers is number two with 84 million. The Fugitive with 78 million. Then Seinfeld, 76 million. And Friends, 52 million. So even with the number, the big numbers that Game of Thrones is seeing, it's still a fraction of what the network shows used to do back in the day, because the TV landscape's changed so much. Things are way more splintered now. You know, there's only a fraction of people have an HBO subscription, or Netflix subscription, Hulu subscription, what have you. So the days of seeing those big MASH numbers are long gone. But in terms of our new normal in the cable days and the streaming days, I think Game of Thrones is set to break the record this Sunday.
Jason, it's so funny because in the world, there are two types of people. People who love Games of Thrones and people who don't watch it and they don't understand each other, right? Why are the fans so emotionally attached to the show?
Well, I think this show, I mean, yes, like you said, it has its detractors that maybe don't like the fantasy elements, you know, the White Walker zombies and, you know, of course, dragons, that things of that nature. I think a lot of people shy away for that, or even some of the graphic sex and violence. But in terms of, you know what, you know, I actually resisted it for a few years, and then I finally thankfully caught on and got caught up after a couple seasons. I think what really is special about this show is not only the character development and watching them jockeying for position, the politics, if you will, of who's going to get the throne. But to me, it's the fact that anyone can go at any time. I mean, in season one, there was a major character that, I mean, imagine if Tony Soprano was whacked in season one of The Sopranos, or Don Draper dies in season one of Mad Men, or Walter White in season one of Breaking Bad. Like, that's literally what this show did. So fans were left with their jaws dropped, and then every season, or at least every other season, there were some major moments where major characters were suddenly off to the point where viewers were left wondering, wait, who do I follow here? It was an idea of anything goes, I think down the stretch, the last episode they just had, I think that was the worst reviewed on Rotten Tomatoes at 47%, because this was when they basically pulled up their sleeve and revealed everything they had. And I think a lot of the fans who have been accustomed to a lot of those crazy twists that George R. R. Martin's books had, the show the last two seasons has outpaced the books now. So I think some fans, it's a little polarizing, some fans aren't really happy with the direction of, let's say, Daenerys or Cersei or Jaime Lannister, those characters. We won't spoil what happened, but let's say it's the last episode was very polarizing. So I hope they can coast it in here for the landing here on Sunday.
All right.
I'm excited.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jason.
That's WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley.